Once again, Junior Jukebox Juries with you, Ewan Spence here, hosting as always for ESEinsight.com. We are a week and a day away from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. The visas have been bought, the plane tickets are in hand, the hotels have been booked, and next week the ESE Insight team are going to be heading over to Yerevan to bring you all the news from backstage at the concert. But before then, we have a simple matter of five songs, all of them looking for a hit, miss or a maybe, and a little bit of a confidence booster before they take the stage in Armenia's capital city. And we have three of our judges. And as always on Junior Jukebox Jury, we've got Paul and Elaine. We don't have the normal judges coming in. We have Duncan Place and we have Jordan.
Hi.
Which is not appearing in Eurovision, so we don't have to do the joke about Georgia again as we do every week. We have Maddie.
Yeah.
Both of who were on the jury last year. And we have a new judge, Rachel. Hello.
Hiya.
And we got Dan. So, five songs. Georgia, Lithuania. No, I'm not doing that joke, Jordan. Stop giggling. Bulgaria, Belarus and Sweden. Hit, miss or maybe. And we will be racking all of them up. We're going to take Georgia first. This is Candy Music. Shall we say it's not as edgy and musically diverse as previous years, George, of course, having won the contest back in 2008 with a song written by three 12-year-olds about a busy, busy bee. They went for a bit of a 70s throwback here. Jordan, can you remember the 70s?
No.
No. Can you remember any of the big bands from the 70s?
I don't think I can. You
know, if I said the 3 Degrees to you, does that mean anything?
No.
No, right. So this
sound... I know 60s bands, but not 70s.
Not 70s. So this song is going to sound pretty fresh and new to you then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Terrible. Just too cheesy. Not to my liking at all.
So would that be a hit, a miss or a maybe? Or is that just tempting fate?
Hit. Miss.
Okay, we'll come back to Jordan once we've been through the other two judges, just so you can be really relatively sure. Maddie.
I mean, it's catchy, but it's still terrible.
Do you think that's enough, though, to get through on the night? Do you think that on the night people are going to go, oh, it's catchy, we'll vote for it, or they're just going to go, oh, no?
I think, yeah, maybe.
Rach, what do you think?
I love it. It's catchy and good.
There we go there. So let's go around. We'll go back to Jordan, just double check. Hit or miss?
Miss.
Miss. Right then. Maddie?
Maybe.
Rachel?
Hit.
It gets all three. There we go. Doing in quite nicely, which puts it right bang in the middle. And we shall see how that gets on after our next four songs. We'll go to Lithuania next. The Clouds, or in Lithuania, it's do you know what it is in Lithuanian, Jordan?
No.
No, is it a debis? Debis!
I don't know what that means.
It means the clouds.
Okay.
That's what the song means. Oh dear, we're going to struggle with you tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, see, Paulina Scrubiat is bringing this one. She is only 10. This is one of the youngest contestants that we have in this year's Junior Eurovision. Sing About the Clouds from Lithuania. The Clouds, there, the entry from Lithuania. Paulina Skrabait there. What do we make of that one? Maddie?
I thought it was really good. Like, she doesn't... You wouldn't think that she was 10. Definitely. Like, she's a really good singer and stuff, and the song's good.
Jordan, would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree. Like, I wish I could sort of write and produce music as good as that when I was 10 years old, but I couldn't play an instrument when I was 10.
Lovely. What about the song, though?
The song, it was good. Like, it was really well done.
Let's see if we can make it 3 out of 3 in agreement with this one. Rachel, what did you make of Lithuania's song?
I thought it was boring.
Why was it boring?
It just wasn't catchy or exciting or anything. It was just sort of plain.
Sort of plain. Okay, hit, miss, or maybe then?
Maybe.
So there's something there then, yeah?
Yeah.
Maddie?
Hit.
Jordan?
Hit.
Two hits and a maybe, Lithuania, going into the lead there. We'll reach halfway because we've got five songs to go through tonight, and we shall move over to, I think we'll take Bulgaria next. And Ivanov singing Super Ghetto-y. Jordan, which means?
I don't know.
It's in Bulgarian, come on.
I don't speak Bulgarian.
Okay, it's Super Ghetto-y. What do you think? Have a guess.
Super Ghetto.
Super Ghetto. That's not bad. No, that's not bad. Given we've had a 70s-influenced band earlier, Super, it's Superhero. Even so you got the first bit right. I mean, even Maddie knew it was Superhero.
Super something. Hero.
Yeah. You might have thought it was like Super Taco or something. Something different.
Super Taco.
Yeah.
Super Taco.
Yes.
Bulgaria there, back at Eurovision after a little break. Their last appearance was in 2008. Their debut appearance was 2007, so this will be their third appearance. They've never finished higher than seventh. They've been nice, solid mid-table, but never actually threatening to win this. Rachel, do you think that that song has got what it takes to win?
Maybe, because it's catchy and it's good, but it's not really exciting and upbeat.
Jordan? Ring your bell?
It couldn't hit water if it fell out of a boat.
Nice. But why?
I mean, the melodies are good. It's just the music to it. It's... I just really don't like it at all.
What is it? Is it too old? Is it too modern? What is it about that melody that just...
No, the melody is good. It's just the music behind it I don't like. Because I think it's a bit too Justin Bieber-ish. And I'm not a fan.
You got Maddie's heckles up with that. No. Mm-hmm. Maddie's a Bieber fan then, yeah?
Yes.
So what about this song then?
I like it. Like, it's good, but I don't like the chorus. It's like the verse good. It's leading up to something, but then it's just it's not there. But no, and he's a really good singer as well.
Yeah. So good singer, but maybe a bit let down by the material.
Yeah.
That seems to be the same for all of you. But let's go run the horses. Hit, miss, or maybe, Rachel?
Maybe.
Jordan?
Couldn't hit water if it fell out of a boat.
So it's going to miss the ocean then?
Yeah.
It's going to miss the ocean. Maddie?
Maybe.
So two maybes and a miss on that one. And we shall carry on up to Belarus. Arguably the country that has had the most success at Junior Eurovision. They have won it twice. They've been in the top three countless times. This is going to be their ninth appearance. Last 3 years, finishing fifth, finishing ninth, and then finishing back in sixth, but also managing a rung of first, second, and first in the middle of the decade. What are they going to bring up now? Lydia Zablots is the singer, and Angeli Dobry is the song. There we go. Does anybody think Lydia is going to win this again and give Belarus three wins in Eurovision?
No.
No. No. Why not, Maddie?
Oh, I hate this song. It's, like, scary at some parts. Honestly.
How can a song be scary?
I don't know. It's, like, really high and it just sounds like it should be in a horror movie. It's terrible.
Okay, anybody else agree that that's a horrible song? No? Jordan's smiling on this one.
I think it's good. It's got a mixture of sort of the cultural, but it's got almost a cultural feel to it, but as well as sort of a chartsy type thing as well. And it's a good mix and a good singer.
So it's got that balance between being a song that represents the country and also could do well on the charts then?
Yeah.
Rachel?
I didn't like it.
So you're siding with Maddie then, yeah?
Yeah.
Horror film, or is this more of one of those...
Mess.
Maddie?
Mess.
Jordan? There we go. A little bit difference of opinion, but that's fine. So we'll just take one hit. One song to go. And in the lead so far, Lithuania's done very strongly. It's got two hits and a maybe. And that's the song to beat. We can either send that to a tiebreaker, make it lose horribly, or we have three judges in agreement. So we will have to see what happens with this Swedish song. It was the last song to declare, and certainly a lot of people who follow the main Eurovision have looked at this song and went, that's doing well. But it's a slightly different group here. Sweden's Erik Rapp is going to be singing Father. Jordan, it's over. Do you need a minute to recover?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, let's go to everybody else then. Maddie?
I loved it. It was really good to not beat. Me and Rachel were dancing. I don't know what he's talking about.
Why this song then? Because it's the one that's had, out of both of you and Rachel, has the most positive reaction while we've been listening to them here.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's a good song. It's upbeat.
It's just got it then, Rachel?
Yeah, it's really good.
So here's a question. Would that be one that you, out of all the five that you've heard, is that the one you'd put onto the music player, onto the iPods and everything?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe. I've got another one I like as well.
Ah, well, we'll come to that one in a second. Jordan, have you got yourself together? Got a civil tongue in your head?
I've not got a very classy pun to make.
Let's skip the not quite classy pun, okay, and go with what you think.
I think it's terrible. It's sort of the worst I've heard out of all of them, I think. Sort of worse than the ones I heard last year, and some of them were pretty bad.
You know, a lot of people really rate this one and think that it's going to be going to Sweden for the victory.
Maybe for Sweden, but not for me.
Fair enough. Hit, miss, or maybe?
Miss.
Miss. Have to check. Maddie?
Hit.
Rachel?
Hit.
A hit. And a miss puts it into second place, but in first place, we have Lithuania. The clouds are going to be taking the victory off this junior jukebox jury, with a second place going to a joint song going to Sweden, and then Georgia, Bulgaria, and Belarus following up behind. That only means for me to say thank you to the judges. Thank you to Jordan.
You're welcome.
And what music will you be going to listen to now?
I don't know, some Beatles or something.
Oh, now, before or after Sgt. Pepper?
Before.
Good man. Maddie, thank you very much.
It's fine.
And what are you heading off to listen to now?
Some Bieber.
Okay, that... Don't stand now. Everybody gets their musical taste. You know, she hasn't heard Revolver yet, okay? So, let's be fair.
True.
And you look at Bieber's hair, you look at the hair from the Beatles had in 63, not a lot of difference, is there, Jordan?
Yeah, but if you saw them when they looked like hippies, they had the cool hair. They had the beard.
Yeah, but that was after Sgt. Pepper, and you said you were going before.
Okay.
Thank you very much to Rachel as well.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And what are you heading off to listen to now?
I'm not sure.
You said you were going to find the candy music, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. As always, you're coming to welcome back on the Junior Jukebox Jury at www.escinsight.com, and your comments on iTunes and all the usual places. And thank you all out there for listening. We'll be back next week with our final Jukebox Jury. We'll also be bringing you the news from backstage at Eurovan and the Junior Eurovision Song Contest itself. Stay tuned to the podcast, stay watching the website, stay following all the Twitter channels, and we shall see you at the end now. Jordan?
Electric guitar.